Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much for giving me the floor. Mr. President, putting an end to the suffering caused by anti-personnel mines is a shared commitment. It is therefore essential that state parties can continue to count on the full support of our community in their respective efforts. Actions 42 to 47 of the Oslo Action Plan provide a solid framework to guide our efforts and to lead affected states effectively towards the timely fulfillment of their obligations. We must all endeavor to turn these actions into reality on the ground. Cooperation and assistance are a means by which all relevant stakeholders can join forces to promote the well-known ingredients of a successful mine action program. Strong national ownership and sustainable local capacities, sound and inclusive strategic planning and effective operations supported by the latest standards, methods and tools, as well as long-term and predictable funding. For these ingredients to be used effectively, a solid understanding is required on the specific challenges faced by any given affected state and its population, as well as an overview and coordination of all actors involved and the type of support they are providing. In our view, the individualized approach continues to provide an ideal platform in this respect, which should be exploited further, particularly at the field level. Enhanced national ownership and the development of local capabilities are essential for the establishment and implementation of an effective, efficient, inclusive, and sustainable mine action program. We must all do more to support the development of local expertise and ensure it is endowed with all necessary human, institutional, technical, and financial resources. The COVID-19 pandemic has made this point even clearer. Let us not forget it as we move forward. The GSCHD is currently conducting a case study on localization achievements and challenges in Iraq's Mine Action Program through interviews with national authorities, international organizations, including UNMAS, and donors. A similar study is planned for 2023, focusing on the experience of Sri Lanka. With these, the Center intends to make a tangible contribution to the identification of good practice and possible challenges, allowing mine action programs to be as local as possible and as international as necessary. Cooperation and assistance can play a key role for those state parties that are close to completion. The mine action sector rightly invests time and resources in supporting countries and territories where contamination levels are significant or where there is a humanitarian imperative to mitigate the impacts of explosive ordnance. This engagement is undoubtedly necessary. Nonetheless, we must continue to support countries that could reach completion in the shorter term and whose progress is sometimes held back because, if I may say so, their situation no longer makes headlines. We must ensure that funding provided in emergency context is not mobilized at the expense of supporting those states that need a final push to meet their obligation. Success stories also represent an important contribution to the continued dynamism of the Convention. Mr. President, to conclude, I would like to stress that cooperation and assistance are also about sharing knowledge and experiences among affected countries and about assisting in establishing and promoting suitable regional frameworks for such exchanges. Through its regional cooperation programs, the GSCHD facilitates the sharing of experiences among national authorities and mine action organizations at regional level. The platforms also contribute to strengthening technical knowledge through the translation of mine action tools and standards into local languages and their dissemination. Thank you, Mr. President.